Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it, what we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out today to listen to the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. There's so much I want to share with you all, especially with everything that happened over the weekend. But before I do that, let's go ahead and go into the Lyrical Cypher. Let's get it.
Baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Tonight, like my life, superstar shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, aight.
23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Your mama 23, she can twist that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night.
Put it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see the mama work.
I got $100 if your mama wanna follow.
I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it.
1, 2, 3, I've been putting out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping.
Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. with the rock, so throw it, I'ma screw up. Rich for the grind, baby, you just a pooper.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it popping. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking.
Give me kisses. Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, because all you talk about is how this is your song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, because all you talk about is how
this
is
your song.
Yo, I seen her when she walked in, Catwoman tight pants. Baby, can I get a dance? Listen, we buyin' drinks at the bar. Matter of fact, you go hard, we can tell you a star. Every dude in here can tell that you're sweet. Yo, pop all you want, cause I don't even drink. Real soft, you can slide in my ride. Yep. Invite all your friends, just meet us outside.
Meet us outside.
We got plans that'll last all night.
Okay.
All night turned up, it's gonna blast all night.
All night.
And if you're down, baby, kick your feet up.
Your feet
roll
up.
Down the window, I'ma turn the heat
turn
up.
The heat up.
Yeah, cause you drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Cartier Genius, that's D-Star baby.
D-Star baby.
And baby, don't forget the baby.
Baby?
Baby?
Yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'.
Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Give me kisses, baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how this your song.
And birthdays was the worst day. Then we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting hot. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, like life's gonna extend. She been seeing with that scene. Go DJ, go DJ. This mic is, I need a replay. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winter.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this your song.
Sound.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how this your song.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9 my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fat back discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have, and I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you. I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarette still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me, but I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly,
I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understand that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things was coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing the beginning of the livelihood, how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is the great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I had to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man, I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, what you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothe of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's court society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming cause this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene. Not public and violence and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being you separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight, and understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These scenes are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I it's great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Option too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Fight biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, I always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun. But I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanting this that replay of yesterday. 'Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa, somebody love you, baby. And you know, and you know it. Yeah. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa. Somebody loves you, baby.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new bop. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch a good face. Tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my method would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say, say I don't rage in the day. Because I ain't safe. The mixture, flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, you feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Fight Radio Show. Here to encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the art. And hey, you never know. The same thing, rap, comedy, it doesn't even matter. Just, well, share might be something somebody needs to hear. So if I'm going to hold that back, make sure you share that. I hope you enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Fight. I have to open up the shout-out line, and I open my line for anybody who wants to give a shout-out. I'm shout-out regardless. And I thank you all for coming in. I'm still overwhelmed with the weekend. And also yesterday. Yesterday was actually my official holiday. And still in awe, I'm still just taken aback from it. Like, I'm very grateful. And the more I look at it every single time, like from the first day that I received it, it just showed me that to keep following your dreams, to not give up, to keep doing what you love, you never know who's watching. And just know that your dreams are not in vain. And what you're doing isn't in vain. And that's what I saw, because I wasn't doing it for recognition. I was doing it because I love it. I love this. I love being able to provide us with opportunity to have a platform to express ourselves freely around like-minded people. That's been my vision since I was a teenager, and it's happening, and it's growing bigger than I've ever, it's manifesting bigger and broader than I ever imagined. I thought it would be small, and it's actually grown, and we're, you know, by the grace of God, internationally known. A lot of people listen to this radio show all over the world. We got people in Brazil, Australia. Just want to give a shout out to all y'all. We even have people in Australia. We got people in Russia. We got people in Paris. We got people in London. We got people in Bahamas, Nigeria. I can't even keep up with all of it. You know, I think we had like last week about 89% of someone from each state listening. So I'm just grateful people are listening and hearing us. And even if you're not calling in, you are being heard. I want you to know that you are acknowledged, because I see you. And I appreciate you taking time out on Tuesday night to rock out with me. And if you want to be heard, feel free to call 323-642-1532. And the international, I'm going to figure out how you can call internationally too. So, because I got people who, Nigeria has been an avid supporter. They hit me up via Facebook. So I keep my Facebook open for anybody. A lot of people hit me up via Facebook. But you can also chat with me on the Lyrical Cypher, on the site for the Blog Talk Radio. So if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lyrical Cypher, go to chat. I'm going to actually hit it up in chat, and you can chat with me throughout the show. So feel free to do that. If you want to hear a track, I'm going to hit you up and let you know. Chat it up with me, you know. But we can do that most definitely. So I'm going to put up here, what's up, what's up? Y'all hear me with the keys. What's up, and I want y'all to hit me back. Say what's up. So that's me saying what's up, what's up. That's my keys. I'm just letting you know I'm here. So make sure you hit me back. you know, get up here on the line and chat with me. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up the open mic lines and shout out lines and shout you out to pay your flowers right now because you deserve them. What's up?
We got Dwayne and Dawn on the line. I've never seen that.
What's up? What's up, Dwayne? And Dawn?
You
know who
your family is? I don't
know if they can hear me. Dwayne and Dawn, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, that's why they
All right. What's up? What's up, David? How you doing?
Hey, Miss China, what's going on, baby? I'm enjoying the show. Yeah, can you hear me real good?
I can hear you real good. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just want to apologize for not tuning in on Tuesday nights, right? Normally, right, I'll mess around and fall asleep or either I'll be in here doing something and totally forget. But, you know, I'm glad that, you know, tonight I was able to join. You know what I mean? And it's nice to hear your voice. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm sure this thing going to go way beyond what you can imagine. And may God bless you, baby. I'm down here. And a wide awake. Peace.
Thank you, Chief Brown.
Chief
Brown in the building.
Yeah. All right.
I even got you. Thank you. And I received
okay.
that.
Okay.
All right,
baby.
Okay. All right. So we got Ill Will in the building. What's up, Ill Will? I call my brother from another mother, but the same father, G-O-D. What's up, Ill Will?
What's going on? Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Same here. The post-China Asian's anniversary weekend.
Yes.
I'm feeling good.
Your voice is kind of going in and out. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm sorry. It might be where I'm at. Let me get where I need to. Let's see. My bar's a little low. Let's try to get to where I can. 1 second.
No problem.
Let's see. Am I any clearer now?
Oh, excellent.
Oh, okay. Yep. Like I said, it's the post-China Day, post-Illusions weekend. Feeling pretty good.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your talents, man, at Illusion. I had so much fun with all of y'all. Y'all had me in tears all through the night, so I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
That the vision is continuing to flourish and grow, and the vision was not in vain.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Then write it out and
you
make it plain.
You're definitely going to be able to pass that along to others to be able to run that race as well. It's bigger than you.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely is bigger than me. Indeed. You got something for us tonight?
Yes. In fact, yes, I do. It just hit me a while ago. If you don't do anything else, be ambitious. And if you don't have respect for yourself, respect my wishes. That's to chase your dream. And don't stop until you catch that mug. Flies when you catch that bug. I told you drinking was a virus, so I put the corona down. I'm cooking with Old Spice. Come and check the aroma now. I'm nice with the pen and pad, but I put it to the side. You really gifted with words. Let's see if they collide. I don't stress. I just give away everything that it gave me. Supply. Because his manna comes daily. Be positive. Be the spark. Be the charge. And the everything comes from the sun. And it's the light. So get your nutrients. You got to stay true to this. Eating good. They call it roof to Chris. You need a scoop for this. Don't cross the bridge you burn. That's ludicrous. The loud questions and silent answers. You're trying to hear and trying to talk, but you don't understand it. It's like speaking the same thing out of your mouth. The truth is speaking. You too loud can get the word out. I came a long way from keeping to myself and try to let it ride. I wasn't the one for arguments, so I would rather hide. I was the one who could be easily provoked. Because when I wanted to be positive, it ended up in smoke. knew I was different. Batter the hood up from the basement and got a better flow. Gifted with words, never abused. We can have a conversation so abuse it. Take your word and test it. Beat, listen to the message. And when you listen to the message, open up your heart. Because once you share what you have to break apart. Hey, Johnna, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing.
Yes,
all right, everybody there with Ill Will in the building, can you please tell them a little bit about you, how they can link up with you, all that good stuff?
Definitely. My name is Ill Will. Long name is Ill Will the Illest. Definition is I'm loving life while I'm living life. I just really just express myself through the arts. Just want to be a beacon and light that show people to just use your gift to uplift what you have to push you into your purpose. Right now, I have anything musically, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that, just type in Ill Will the Illest. That's where you'll find me. Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I also have a clothing brand called I'm Loving Life Nation. Everything ties into the name, and that's on umlovinglifenation.com. Those who are influenced to leave an impact. Created a brand that represents people, represents the journey, represents the entrepreneurs, those who are upright thinking and just doing great things. I just created a brand to be a part of your journey, a part of the great things that people are doing. So with me, rather it's music, rather it's a clothing brand or service, whatever it is, we just want to be a light and be a part and be able to help other people move into their purpose and seeing how they can use what they have in their hands to be able to get there. So when all sums up, that's how you can support me, Ill Will as the artist and as the man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, everybody, Ill Will in the building. I got a piece I'm going to share with everybody in just a second, too. All right. What's up? What's up? We got T. Nancy in the building. What's up, lady? My gossip's in the building. How you doing?
What's up? What's up, sis?
Not much. Make sure I have to make sure you out. I appreciate your support always.
Oh, you know how we do. I was glad to be able to get up here. I hate when I be missing my weekly feeding. So I'm so good to be up here tonight.
That's what's up. Yeah, I got some else for y'all tonight.
I gotta have it.
Oh, that's what's up. And I got your pieces. I got your notes. You want me to play? I got you. All right, that's what's up, y'all. So I'm gonna go ahead and share that nugget with you. I try to give a nugget. A gem or something funny or whatever. As I learn, I grow, I try to pass it on to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. Still love you the same. So I can honestly say this morning, it hit me this morning when I got up. I heard something that was so powerful. And it really made me think. And I thought about it, but I kind of put my twist on it because I'm a double entendre thinker. Abstract thinker, metaphoric thinker, however you want to call it. But they were talking about your destination and your journey. And the way I see it is I want to focus more on the journey because to me the destination means it's over. I don't want the destination means there's nothing else to fight for. You know, so I want to enjoy the journey because there's always going to be more. You know, I want to be open to grow to more, you know, to focus more on the journey than the destination. And that's what they say, focus more on the journey than the destination. And the way I thought about the destination was the destination seemed like, okay, that's the ending point. To me, that's actually I want my journey to be my transition point. So when I reach that particular goal, I keep at it to stick with it. So it can stick to me, and it can be embedded in my DNA, so I can continue to keep growing. I feel like that's what's happening to me, that it's being embedded in my DNA. I see my own growth. I see the challenges I faced, the storms I've experienced, the mistakes I've made, you know, the good things I've done, you know, the great things I've done, you know, the abundance God has bestowed upon me in different ways, and also the lessons. So I see, you know what I'm saying, I see how things are evolving, but I also see me evolving and me growing, and I want to continue to enjoy my journey and enjoy the journey. So I would encourage you to enjoy your journey. Be in the moment. Yesterday's gone. Learn from it. Grow from it. Don't let yesterday haunt you. And don't let the future take away from your moment, which is right now. A couple seconds ago is over. Let's learn from those couple seconds. But let's be in this moment. Now we're in another moment because another second has gone by. Y'all see what I'm saying? So be in the moment and learn from what you've experienced. The experience to be your best teacher, because you actually have the experience to lean back on. And I say this all the time, but I'm teaching my groups, and I mean it with all my heart. I'm not teaching any group, whether it's life coaching, motivation speaking, or substance abuse, or what have you. I say now that I know, I can't unknow it. So once you know something, you can't unknow it. Like, and what I mean by that is, once you learn something, we can't pretend like we didn't know. It's kind of like when you find out that the fire is hot, we can't, like, we didn't know the fire is still hot. So continue to enjoy the journey. Be patient with yourself. I'm telling you, these are things I'm telling myself. Be patient with myself. Be kind to myself. And minimize as much stress as possible in your life. You know, because stress can take you down. Believe me, I know. And I'm learning, I'm growing from that too. To continue to de-stress and get back to me better than ever before. And I'm going to keep doing that. And so I hope you do the same. So like I say, if you can use it, use it. You know, enjoy the journey. Don't focus on the destination. Enjoy, you know, hitting and missing, and enjoy hitting. But just enjoy this journey. Okay, as long as you want. So that is my nugget for today. If you can use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But what I do want to share, and I want to dedicate this to my stepfather who passed away, Douglas Somerville. I actually wrote this poem right after he died last year. And it woke me up. His death woke me up in a different light. And I wrote this piece. I realized I had to be true to myself. So hopefully this resonates with you. You take this and use it how you see fit, because it's already done this purpose. It's doing this purpose with me. Hopefully this piece does this purpose with you. And I wear the mask, because this is not the time or the place to show that I am down. To me, is a ram. As a sacrificial lamb, I sacrifice my frown and put on a smile, put on my boss lady face, and tackle the issues at hand with grace. But barely enough space for me to breathe, I concede, taking a moment in time to cry, scream, grieve, just feel or get some relief. Questioned indirectly by those who depend on me. How dare I take a moment for me? Determined to practice that, I take the moment I need to get back to me. Coming to the realization, wearing the mask has suffocated me. Boundaries need to be set. If not now, then it will be me who I will always neglect. Digging up the roots, I have to speak my truth. You did this to you, so what you do? Take the time to feel in order to deal so that you may heal. Know that your feelings matter. No mask or makeup can cover that up. Go through the motions and trust that these feelings won't last. Learn and grow. Throw away that mask. Self-love and self-care is the answer. William Shakespeare said it best, to thine own self be true. And that's what I'm going to do, so that I can be there for me in order to be there for you. So I hope y'all enjoy that piece. What do you think, Aunt Will?
How?
Thank you. I don't know if you ever heard me do that before.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
Okay, that's one of my new pieces. But yeah, I had to get that off and be honest with myself and set boundaries. Because sometimes even the strongest people, get weak too. But thank you so much.
Yeah, I definitely
All right.
get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry about that. You say you definitely get it?
Yeah.
You say you definitely get it? Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're All right,
let me check in with David. How did you like that piece, David? Can you hear me? Let me check in with Dwayne and Dawn. What's up, Dwayne and Dawn? How y'all doing?
Hey, hey, hey,
Hey.
And what's going on, girl? Oh, y'all been hearing us all along, been. Because, girl, I've been missing y'all, girl. I miss too. But, hey, it's been wonderful. But we, but life goes on.
Oh, yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. But thank you so much, y'all. Okay. I appreciate y'all calling in. All right.
Yes.
And, anytime, love you too. And I just want to say, to everybody, I just want to tell everybody thank you who took the time out to come out to Illusion 13th anniversary show on Saturday. It was amazing. The show was jam-packed. We had so much fun. I shed a lot of tears because sometimes people see the aftermath. They see the show, but they don't know what it takes, the blood, sweat, and tears to chase after your dream and to be part of that. And it takes a lot. And then to give up when there have been, I must admit, there have been days that, I want to give up. And the funniest part about it is, and I had this conversation with Ill Will earlier today, but the funny part about it is the times that I felt like giving up, my two blessings, which are my two children, wouldn't let me give up. And I remember that. But the double meaning, like I told you, I'm a double meaning type person. The double meaning for that for me was I remember saying I didn't want to be that parent to how parents fuss at you and tell you that you need to go to college, you need to do that and third or whatever, but they never finish anything, and they don't know what it takes to follow a dream, but they tell you to follow a dream, but they have no idea what it takes. I didn't want to be that parent. So even if my kids did or did not go to college, at least if they did, I know what it takes, the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to go to college, because I did go to college and I did finish. As far as following my dreams, I am following my dreams, and they see and they've lived since they were kids that mama's following her dreams. And I was following my dreams before they were conceived, even my daughter, before I was in a book before she was ever born. So I was in two books before she was ever born. So I'm grateful that I'm still following my dreams, and I've been following my dreams since I was a teenager. So I'm glad that I can continue to keep doing that. And then I'm following my dreams while my kids are bearing witness. So they can see what it's like to follow dreams. And I wanted to be that parent that actually was evidence of that, evidence of growth and evidence of change and evidence of evolving. So I'm just grateful for that. So I just wanted to share that with y'all, that there are good days and bad days. There are good times and bad times. My sister says I'm married to my dream. If this is what marriage feels like and you love that thing that much, then hang in there and do that thing. Hang in there. I've said it to anybody. I've never been married before, but my sister says I'm married to illusions until God gives me my both, and then I'll be married to both, my dreams and the man God has for me, But I'm going to get that same oomph, that same love, because I refuse to quit and give up on it. Even days when I felt like I should, I wanted to, it just got hard. So I kept going. And I hope you do the same. So with that being said, let's get started with the next piece, the next round. So let's get it. All right.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
They
look like we crazy. Neighbors and we crazy. So up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy. They look like we crazy. Neighbors and we crazy. So up and we crazy.
Yeah,
act like you know.
She beyond status, I was her wrist, now she got me living lavish. Death is off energy, if I'm brainwashed, she be tatted in my memories. Rose and Hennessy, baby she ain't for the streets. Mess around and own it, there's no opponent. Other thotties now I'm wanting, she'll pull up with a Drago. Now you got a halo, dipping on you like you queso. You a hopper like a dado, diamonds in the dark. We never owe each other, cause we do it from the heart. It's usually how love starts, can't tell love apart. Even when we leave our mark, we the sharpest of the sharp. Love on top of the chart.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They look like we crazy. Neighbors and we crazy. So what if we crazy?
It's about to go down. It's time for a turnaround. No more hanging around old friends and going to familiar stomping grounds. It's time for a change. Have you ever woke up in a cold bed of night in such a fright and you reach for me, but all you can do is grab your pillow and hold on tight? And as you cry and you wonder why, but you still don't give up, and you ask why, but yes, you still try. It's time for a change. But don't ask for change if you can't reciprocate the same feeling. For change is good, but sometimes misunderstood. Change is an adjustment. You have the ability and the drive to adjust to any environment you're in. Once you put your mind to it, and you can do it, just like change. People will always make mistakes. I made a few myself. But riddle me this. People say lesson learned. But what good is the lesson if you have never learned from it? The brain must break down and process, just like change. And once you can understand that change should happen and it is needed, you don't have to search for it. It's within self. Then self will start to change. A change is coming.
Baby,
bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all.
I wish you never had
fallen into deep. You have my heart and soul.
Being a child, waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec, where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening, and my family is partying. Grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, Paul Flay, Lafayette, George, in the studio with my man, the right one, in view. Doing the right thing.
All the VA.
And y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word.
Holding me down.
Check.
13 and Nazareth.
Check in the building.
Out. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
Uh-huh. And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up in the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
What's up? I hope you guys have enjoyed the Lyrical Cypher tonight. I want to let y'all know, please mark your calendar Saturday, April 30th, Illusion Open Mic Night at the Arts Council, Kinston, North Carolina. Also, please mark your calendar to come to the library, the Kinston Public Library, April 13th. That is our 12th annual Open Mic Night. Would love to have you guys in the building. I can't wait for y'all to come through. Let me make sure I got the address together, because I want to make sure you get a chance to come through. It's 510 North Queen Street, and that's at 6:30. It's a free event, and it's our annual open mic. I do an annual open mic with them every year, and we're going to be enjoying ourselves. We're going to be keeping it clean, keeping it positive, but please come through and share your gifts, your talents. All right, so with that being said, I hope you guys have had a good night. I just want to encourage everybody to keep pushing, keep praying, keep believing, keep being the best version of yourself, keep growing, keep evolving, keep moving, keep grooving, and continue to enjoy the journey, you know, as everything unfolds. I think it's meant for it to be exciting, you know, not to be predicted, not to be analyzed, not to be rational with it, but just to enjoy life on life's terms. So with that being said, y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night.
Oh! Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I knew it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
Your love
of mine, all those times I said that I loved you.
Your love of mine,
yes I tried, yes I tried.
Your love of mine,
even though you knew I'd die for you.
Yes, it is.